Well, the weather forecast was for gloom, doom and rain, but they got on. Pakistan won the toss. They thought, under these sorts of conditions, we better have a bowl and try and get those early wickets. They were none for 146. It was the Aussies before they lost their first wicket. Aaron Finch falling for 82. Dave Warner made a century, 107 off 111 deliveries. The Aussies win by 41 runs. Good morning, Jeff Henry Lawson.
Good morning, Terry Kelly. How are you?
Yeah, good. It was pretty good performance, wasn't it? Apart from Mohammad Amir, who took five, nobody else looked likely for Pakistan.
Well, no, Pakistan bowled pretty badly. They won the toss and sent us in, and that was probably bad news for Australia. You just said that the weather forecast was for, overcast skies and gloom and doom and rain. Didn't rain, but the overcast stayed all day, and it was good conditions for bowling. Bit of greenness on the pitch because the pitch had been under cover for a couple of days because of the wet weather they've been having in England. But you talked about that opening partnership, Finch and Warner, and really, that was the difference in the game.
Yeah, he looked good, Warner. I know he had his critics the previous game, but I thought he batted well last night.
Oh, very well. I mean, he actually scored at a little faster clip than the last couple of matches, even though the conditions weren't quite as good to bat in, and the 100 was just about a runner ball, which was very good in the conditions. But he looked every bit the top class opening batsman we know. And apart from Mohammad Amir, who did get the ball past the bat of Finch and Warner quite a bit early on, but couldn't quite get him out. It really was Warner's, outstanding stuff at the top they got on there.
Does that stop the discussion about where you bat Warner?
Oh, yeah, well, the follow-on from that was that Khawaja kept getting pushed down the order and eventually came in at number six last night. Mm. So there's no thought that Khawaja's going to go back to number one. He kept being put down. Maxwell was promoted and to number four. So Khawaja, quite the contrary, was sliding down the pole.
Yeah, and he can't go any further. And he always played the short ball well, but he now seems to have a little bit of an issue with the short ball. I want to talk about the bowlers, Henry, because you know a little bit about it. Mitch Stark, 2 for 43. Pat Cummings was really, really good, 3 for 33 from his 10. Kane Richardson came into the side. He took 2, but he went for 62 off only 8 overs. Nathan Calder-Nile, he went 1 for 53. Have we got a little bit of an issue here trying to find a death bowler, a third seam option?
Well, we have to a degree. Because Marcus Stoinis was out of last night's game with a side strain. And Stoinis being used, as the fifth bowler, but also as the death bowler.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit unusual, but they usually don't save up Cummins for the last Stark, yes. That Stoinis was doing that job, so he was taken away from that. He was out injured. Sean Marsh came in as well. Adam Zampa was dropped. Because Stoinis was out, you're missing your all-rounder, so they had to have a bowler and a batsman replace him. They only had five frontline bowlers, really, of which, you could say, Richardson was one of those. Coulter-Nile, I thought, bowled a lot better last night. His figures don't quite indicate how well he bowled, but a much better performance than that we saw the other night against India.
I know at the time he was injured when the squad was selected, but is it going to turn out to be a wrong decision by leaving Hazelwood out of the squad?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And Josh Hazelwood, it was actually fit for selection. I don't believe what you hear that he wasn't picked because he wasn't over his injury. He was actually back and bowling at New South Wales practice.
Yeah.
And would have been just about perfect now. They could have given him a couple of games early. He would have missed maybe the Afghanistan game, made sure he was 100%. But, he's a quality bowler. I think about, 12, 15 months ago, he was the number one ranked one-day bowler in the world. So he could obviously play white ball cricket. But I think they're definitely missing the quality that Josh Hazelwood brings. And that's caused a bit of an issue with that fourth and fifth bowlers.
Yeah, so he was okay. He just would have needed some time, Henry. He could have worked his way into this championship, which is a long one, by the way.
Well, that's right. They got 9 preliminary games. Mm. So Hazel could have gone, maybe got some more practice he could have played those practice matches that they had and, you know, been ready at the pointy end of the competition, but, yeah. but that's not to be.
I think they've also got an eye on managing his workload and getting him ready for the Ashes. So what you've seen so far, Henry, England are still $3 favourites overall at the tab, ahead of India, $3.50, the Aussies, $4.25. They're the big three. Then it's out to the Kiwis, $10, the Windies, $11. From what you've seen so far, who wins?
Well, I think they've got the top five just about right.
Okay.
The Kiwis are sneaking up there again. They're undefeated so far in this World Cup. They're 3 from 3. So their form in their next couple of games will be very interesting when they play some of the better fancied sides. So, yeah, the Kiwis, you know, if you want a bit of value, that could be the place to go. Australia building now into this competition. Okay, lost against India, but India played very well and they're obviously in form. But, you know, I think you've probably got the top three is probably right, and the next two, the Windies and the Kiwis, are pretty right as well. But it's a long comp. You've got 9 games before they go to the semi-finals, and it does give some other sides a chance to build. But the one side you can write off, South Africa, they're 0-4 now, so
what? Yeah,
they're well and truly out of it. But
what about A.B. de Villiers?
The other five you mentioned, all a good chance.
Yeah, A.B. de Villiers sort of shoved his hand up and said, look, I'll come back and play, but it was all too late, wasn't it?
Yeah, I noticed that the South African coach, Otis Gibson, was a little bit miffed by A.B. de Villiers volunteering his services. He said, well, you said you retired, you didn't want to play the World Cup, so, you know, now's not the time to be re-offering your services, which was quite interesting.
Yeah, he could have been a handy player.
Oh, what? He's a gun.
Well, we don't want to talk about South Africa. It's all about the Aussies. What you've seen then of the Aussies so far, Henry, can they obviously they can win it, but do you expect them to be in the final?
Basically, based on last night. Now, the good thing about last night's game was that they lost the toss and were sent in. And really, if Pakistan had a bowled well enough, it could have been a real challenge to get 200. That's what kind of pitch it was. But they made over 300 on the back of Warner and Finch up front, of course. But the fact that you can fight your way through that game and win, and with 30 balls to go, or 30, say, six overs, 36 balls to go, Pakistan had a resurgence with that late order. And the game was still very much on the line, but Australia bowled well enough under pressure. So it looks like they can perform under pressure with the bat and the ball. That was a great thing to come out of last night. I think Aaron Finch, the captain, would be very pleased with what his troops did last night.
Yeah, let's hope they can continue that type of form deeper into the tournament. Thanks for joining us, mate.
All right, boys.